Atlanta Police Chief George Turner, whose annual salary is about $240,000, received a one-time cash payment last year of $79,000. It was for 700 hours of unused vacation time. Councilwoman Felicia Moore says that payment should have never happened.
We are governed by what we have on the books, and in this instance, that was violated.
She says payouts can only happen if the employee resigns, retires, or loses their job. Plus, she says, the city's cap on carried over vacation time is 360 hours, about half what Turner was given credit for. In addition to Turner, eight other employees received cash payments as high as $29,000, mostly for unused sick days and comp time.
I believe that they need to be refunded to the city, and I believe that the people who authorized it, they need to be disciplined.
But Mayor Reed says that's not going to happen.
I don't buy this argument that what was done was illegal or improper.
He says city code allows for Atlanta's Human Resources Commissioner and its chief financial officer to consider exemptions in cases of hardship.
Two senior officials exercised their discretion because more than two of our employees were facing a genuine hardship, and they had to come and explain what the need for that funding was. And so I'm going to stand behind the decision of the commissioner and of the CFO of the city of Atlanta.
Reed said it's the least the city can do for its employees.
Increasingly, because of the success that we've had as a city, more and more people are recruiting people who are on our team and trying to get them to take other jobs. So when folks are in a situation that we can help them out, I'm prepared to do that.
Moore, however, believes the administration is giving preferential treatment.
It's clear to me that they are making their own rules and ignoring the rules that are on the books.
She'll seek answers from the administration when council returns from summer recess next week. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.